pop star and former Triple J presenter Brendan McLean, one of the headline acts at this year's Feast Festival, Adelaide Celebration of Everything LGBTQI. Margie Fisher's one of the original founders of Feast, and after 4 years in the role, 2019 will be her final one as festival producer. Margie Fisher, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So this year you've really gone large. In addition to the festival, there's a whole month of celebrations, which you've aptly titled Pridevember. What's it all about?
Well, the reason that we thought that a month would be the right thing to do is because Pride March, Adelaide has a Pride March different to the Mardi Gras. And it's happening a week early this week, which means that it Feast starts on the 9th of November and Pride March is on the 2nd of November and Feast finishes on the 24th of November. So we thought, well, it's a month now. So it's Pridevember.
Very clever. And one of the great initiatives you've undertaken this year is to make the acts more accessible to disabled patrons, I gather, and vision and hearing impaired audiences. How are you doing
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Well, there's audio descriptors. So it means, well, that is how it sounds, that they describe what's happening. So therefore we have got that happening for, we think it's the first time for a queer festival. We could be wrong, but it may be the first time describing drag performances.
And which then, is very visual, isn't it? So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a challenge, really.
Yeah, but a fun challenge. And then we have had interpreters that have been part of opening night party and other events in Feast. So that continues. So it's pretty exciting.
And it's not all about performance. You have a rainbow history walk. What are the locations around Adelaide that are important to the history of Pride in the city?
Well, it's very interesting because over the queer history of Adelaide, this is going back into, you know, the early 19th century. There has been a gay history that is often unrepresented and unwritten about. So Gertrude Glossop, who is like your favourite auntie drag queen, every year does a different history walk around gay sites in Adelaide. So basically this year there's a series of pubs, parklands, Hurdle Square, all sorts of places where there were gay events or pubs that were owned by gay people or where gay people went before the decriminalisation of homosexuality.
Yeah, it was the first state, just to remind people, that did decriminalise homosexuality.
That's right. Mm. Well, that's one of the, that is the Gay History Walk, but we've also got a queer night at the museum talking about, like, which is a tour of queer representation at the South Australian Museum. Then we've got at the art gallery, we've also that's the Migration Museum. Then at the art gallery, we've got a tour as well. And then there's this amazing place in Adelaide called the David Roche House Museum, which was owned by a very wealthy gay man. It's really an amazing place. So there's a tour of that as well. So, yeah.
Sounds terrific. Now, what are the must-see performances then?
Right, I thought you'd ask that. Well, one of my favourites is Carnival, which is the opening night party, which I'm producing, even though I was producing the festival and have stopped producing the festival, but this is opening night. So this year we've got Christian Hull as the compere, who's so funny, Brendan McLean and also Lupa J from Sydney, and Leatherlungs, who's a cabaret favourite. But I've also gone for cabaret in the samba band Latin dance sensations, aerial acts, which I'm very excited about.
And the ukulele Dream Girl sounded fabulous.
Oh, yeah. The ukulele Dream Girl is one of the shows in Feast. So the night, opening night, is very different. It also has a sword swallower, which I'm very excited about, and a woman that lies on a bed of nails and eats light bulbs.
Oh, why not?
Yes, why not? Why not? Okay. Because it's called a carnival.
Well, now, look, I'm going to let you go and congratulate you too on being a card-carrying AM now. You were made a member of the Order of Australia for all your work. So have fun in this last outing.
I will.
Margie Fisher, who's the festival producer of Feast,